My vision is two states, living side by side in peace and security.
Two states that are living side by side in peace and security.
But Israel has to work toward a two-state solution.
Two-state solution process.
Last week's clear and repeated rejection of the two-state solution at the highest level of the Israeli government is unacceptable.
And I called for an independent Palestine.
I like two-state solution.
I said to Prime Minister Netanyahu, he needs to lead, he needs to listen to the vast majority of the world who want peace and who want a two-state solution.
The whole world says the only path forward is the two-state solution. Then Israeli government says no to the two-state solution. So they're defying the whole international community, and I think it's about time that the world took a stand on the side of peace, on the side of the right of the region to live in peace and dignity and security, and took measures against the party which is denying the peoples of the region their right to live in peace and security.
Or if the president in the future pressures Israel to divide Jerusalem, and we have a hand in it, I believe the new matter is going to bust wide open and divide America.
I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land.
We know that just the smallest amount of plutonium, about the size of an apple, could kill hundreds of thousands and spark a global crisis. About the size of an apple.
And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
We've come to the end. There's a testing and a time and a trial of the patience of God, but the patience of God has limits.
Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God.
And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, Go ye, serve the Lord. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
This shows that the eclipse path is right over the New Madrid fault zone. It helps to look at a map like this. And so you have a total solar eclipse happening over the fault zone. You have a solar maximum occurring at the same time. You have a fairly strong now sunspot solar cycle that NOAA has projected. And you know, the astrology chart, you know, it's a new moon, and that is connected with larger earthquake activity. Science has proven that new moons and full moons are more likely to have occurred on a large earthquakes, dates of large earthquakes.
I say this respectfully. I love President Bush. When he made Israel give up Gaza,
yeah.
Gaza was a seaside city in Israel of 80,000 people, and whenever they had to leave their homes, there were Jews pulling Jews out of their homes, and they were evacuating by helicopter people off the tops of synagogues.
Yes.
And did you know, in a matter of days, New Orleans had a hurricane, Katrina, and they were plucking people off of rooftops with helicopters just like they were in Gaza a few days before. But of all the places where the water came in into New Orleans was a place where the dike broke called the West Bank. It was a place called the West Bank in New Orleans.
America is now under the judgment of God.
Two states that are living side by side in peace and security.
An independent, sovereign, and viable Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital.
The only real solution to the situation is a two-state solution.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
If the United States divides Israel, God will divide the United States.
The end has come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place.
There is speculations that it could happen, you know, very, very soon, because this ruptures periodically. And it's overdue.
America is now under the judgment of God.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground?
Catastrophe has struck our nation, has struck the world.
Cut it down.
America is now under the judgment of God. We're not close to the judgment of God, we're now under the judgment of God.
President Joe Biden says while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has the right to defend his country from Hamas,
he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. He's hurting, in my view, he's hurting Israel more than helping Israel.
Israel and the Biden administration stand at a diplomatic and military crossroad. Israel says it needs to finish the war against Hamas in the key city of Rafah in Gaza. but the U.S. may not allow Israel to use American weapons in the battle.
But Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says victory over Hamas is close. At the same time, he continues to confront U.S. and international opposition to Israel's final campaign in Gaza.
We're going to see a lot of difficulty, a lot of problems, and this could portend a rift in U.S.-Israeli relations, at least to some extent, and that could be really dangerous for any peace prospects for this area.
U.S. President Joe Biden has said Israel's threatened invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza would be a, quote, red line for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Day 158 of the war against Hamas and the IDF is moving steadily towards victory in Gaza. That is the word from Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. In an apparent reference to the reported killing of Hamas Chief of Staff Marwan Issa, Gallant said there have been successes, including in recent days, and there will be more successes. The operations are persistent and headed in the right direction.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
I just got a solar eclipse dream. So, basically, I was just standing in front of a house, or the house was behind me, or something was behind me. It was kind of like a field, kind of-ish. And there was this big solar eclipse right in front of my face. It was huge in the sky. It was dark all around, but it didn't seem like night. It seemed like it was daytime, but it was like dark, like a dark day. And there was like a small planet kind of like beside it to the right down, and I really don't know what it means, but y'all need to repent and follow the Lord, trust in Him as your Lord and Savior, and trust in Him and only in Him.
But I had a dream where I was walking to our shop, and this is the middle of the day, or I'm not for sure, it was just daylight. I'm not really for sure exact time of the dream, but as I was walking, I looked in the sky, and I seen Jesus in the sky with his arms spread out, and I just thought to myself in the dream, I was like, man, that's Christ. There he is, like he's coming to get us. And for some reason, I pulled my phone out. I was going to take a picture of him. But when I pulled my phone out, I took a picture of him in the sky. I pulled my phone back, you know, to see if I got the picture, to see if I even got it or whatnot, but as I looked at the picture, it was a full solar eclipse. And then the dream ended.
And then the next thing I realized is I'm going outside and looking up in the sky, and it was massive and huge. I seen, and I'm just going to show you a picture here of what I saw. I saw this. It looked like a solar eclipse of some sort, and it was completely like this, blocked all the way around was the light. It was really big in the sky. It was huge. And around this eclipse that I'd seen in the sky, there was also what looked like northern lights, how they dance in the sky and they move and curl and curve and so forth, but it was sort of circular around the outside of this eclipse that I had seen. And it kind of seemed to me like it was like I got the idea or something came in my mind. It was some sort of a portal. I can't explain how I know that, that it's just that's what came to mind. And so when I was seeing this outside, I was excited and I knew it meant rapture, that Jesus was coming, and I was yelling it out to everyone, it's the rapture, Jesus is coming. And even though in this dream I was intoxicated, I was excited and I knew Jesus was coming. And then the next thing I know, the rapture had happened, but I didn't go. I was left behind.
So in this dream, I was sitting on kind of a steep grassy hill that was facing out to an open sky, and there were a lot of people who were sitting on this grassy hill. I was with my father-in-law in this dream, but there were many other people who were sitting on this hill. It was at night, and we were looking out into the sky, like stargazing. And all of a sudden, I saw a comet, like a very bright comet, go from right to left in the sky in front of me. And I pointed it out to my father-in-law. And as we're looking at it, flying across the sky to the left, I turn and look, and the moon is there. But there was a another... I think what was another planet that was in front of the moon that was like eclipsing the moon. And so I saw it moving into an eclipse of the moon, and the other planet that was in front of the moon, I didn't see any detail of it. It was just a black circle. But it completely eclipsed the moon, and I remember it struck me because I had never seen a lunar eclipse like this that looked like a solar eclipse, you know, and like a total solar eclipse, how you have kind of the black circle in front of the sun and then you have the ring of fire around it. So that's what this looked like, but I knew it was the moon and it was like a ring of light that was around the black circle. And then it moved out from the other planet that was eclipsing, moved out from in front of the moon, and I saw both of them side by side, and they were obviously very similar in size. And then I looked to the right and there was another planet in the sky, and it was the size of the moon. And when we saw these things, we got up and we started running towards this tunnel. When we're running, we see this large white planet. It was huge, and it came and aligned perfectly with the end of the tunnel. The planet aligns with the tunnel, and then we get on. And then I woke up.
September of 1811 is when Tecumseh's comet, okay, is the brightest. But when did it started in March, guys. So it had been going for almost 6 months at this point. Every day you could see this comet. It was up in the sky. Then what happened? September 17th, there's a solar eclipse. So you have this comet that's going around, you have this solar eclipse. It was the brightest comet with the longest duration of brightness on record, which was 260 days. So the great comet of Tecumseh's comet of 1811 was first spotted in March, like we said, and it increased in intensity until December of 1811. So you're seeing this every night, it's up in the sky. Some recordings show that it had a tail that was 25 degrees long and a head that was 50% larger than the sun. Jay Feldman says, with a head 15 million miles wide and 100 million miles long, its intensity was brightest on October 1811. And it began to fade or dissipate thereafter until April of 1812.
This, to the best of my knowledge, has never happened. I've never heard of a comet making close approach to the sun during a total solar eclipse with Jupiter and Venus both shining in the daytime sky. I mean, I've never heard of that. And I'm sure, and anybody over here in this chat room, I got the chat room over here, guys. I'm trying to stay focused on this material. But you guys are all very smart, intelligent people, and you would know if something like this has occurred. I can't recall something like this ever happening. I mean, this is borderline, this is biblical stuff here.
I dreamed that we were preparing for this eclipse. And I don't know if I'd even ever heard of that, but we were preparing for it, and people were coming from everywhere to see it. Everywhere, I mean, from all over. And we were waiting. We were just waiting for that eclipse to happen. And we stepped to the back and was watching for it. And it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. I just looked up, and when I did, I saw Jesus in the air. And I saw, I couldn't see him. He was in the clouds, and it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. And the music that I've never heard anything like it before. And when Jesus was in the clouds, you know, it was like he had his hands up like this. And I started to leave this body and go up to be in the bride with him. And you know, I looked to the sides of me, and I saw people that I knew, people that are still alive to this day. And you know, that stuck with me. God spoke to me, and he told me, he said, "You are my bride." He said, "Tell people that I am coming back, and I am coming back for a church that is prepared."
The main event for many people in a few weeks. The upcoming Texas eclipse is offering some unique opportunities for people looking to view it.
I've been looking forward to this, from Burning Man inspired music events to something with a little more Texas twang. Joining us now live in studio, Eric Henriksen, our senior science reporter. And Eric, where should people go if they want to experience a little extra flavor?
I got options.
Okay.
I brought you options. So we've been looking at different eclipse festivals the past few months now, and today I'm going to feature two specific ones. The Texas Eclipse Festival in Burnet is aiming for that Burning Man feel. They're featuring dozens of musicians, massages, and even celebrating the space community.
We're having a Yuri's Night. Yuri's Night is one of the biggest events in the space community, celebrating the first astronaut to go to space. And so big party around that on the Friday night of the event.
Now over in Junction, this is west of Fredericksburg, the TexClips Music Fest is aiming for something a little more Texas. They're featuring Texas artists, bull riding,
of course.
Taxidermy,
of course.
And a chance to make that special day just a little bit more special.
Offering elopements at the eclipse. So if anybody wants to get married or renew their vows.
A cosmic event for the ages, shaping up to be the hottest ticket in town. On April 8th, a total eclipse of the sun will plunge millions of viewers from daylight into darkness for more than four captivating minutes in parts of the country. And excitement is already building as so-called eclipse tourists rush to book travel to be in its path.
Literally, the stars are aligning.
The total eclipse will span a 115-mile wide path across 13 states from Texas to Maine. That's nearly twice as wide as the last major eclipse in 2017, and it will also last twice as long. Towns and cities lucky enough to be in the path of totality have been preparing for months, if not years, like the small city of Columbus, Indiana.
I feel like we've kind of hit the cosmic lottery. We're planning, you know, downtown festivals with bands playing and vendors and food trucks.
Bell County, Texas, already declaring a state of emergency because its population of nearly 400,000 could double, maybe even triple.
Everything from our first responders to our healthcare systems to our fueling stations to our highways to our emergency management stations and more. All of these could be severely strained by the influx of people.
Still, the owners of the Mint restaurant and bar are looking forward to the economic boon.
But we were preparing for it, and people were coming from everywhere to see it. Everywhere, I mean, from all over.
America is now under the judgment of God.
Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, When will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit? And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day, and I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation, and I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
America is now under the judgment of God. America is now under the judgment of God.
Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Thank you. eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty.